Hi, I'm the person whose closet is put in color order, but I'll also pick up an earthworm without thinking twice. In fact, I did yesterday. It needed my help. I'm not afraid to be a little messy. Human nature is messy, but nature can help us embrace it. I love the brand Seventh Generation. Their laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with the power of bioenzymes. That's exciting. You wipe your hands on your pants after you pick up an earthworm. Seventh Generation is like, don't worry. Hug a dirty tree. Huff some bark. It's good for you. That is the power of Seventh Generation. Find laundry detergent and other laundry products at seventhgeneration.com. I love worms. I know I usually save my secrets for the end of the episode, but I'm going to tell you my secret favorite candy. It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It's really Reese's anything, but Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the thing that I'm like, have I had a bad day? I get these. Have I had a good day? I get these. Chocolate, salty peanut butter, the textures. I love everything about them. Also that there's two. So I'm like, oh, I get this one for later, which is 1 second later. Anyway, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I love you. That's all. If you're me, you can shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you. Found wherever candy is sold. And I am.
Oh, hi, it's old Pod Dad here. Okay, I wanted to make you a little mini-sode to tell you some things that are changing with ologies. It's all very exciting. Okay, let's have that mini-sode theme, shall we? Okay, here are some upgrades to the podcast. So forever, y'all have been asking me if I have any transcripts of the episodes for people who are hearing impaired or who are writing papers or who just want to read the information and not take notes. And forever, I've been like, no. So starting in about a month or two, I will have transcripts for pretty much all the episodes. There's an amazing listener named Emily White, who is a professional transcriptionist who is working with a team of volunteers who are listeners to head up, sorting them out, distributing them, and everyone's taking a couple or one or more than one. It's an awesome group. Also, if you ever need a professional transcriptionist, hire Emily White. That's her email. Hire Emily White. She has been amazing. And the work that she's been doing to help make this podcast accessible is just, it's gorgeous and astounding. The first transcript she sent me, I was like, oh my God, it's all there. So hire Emily White. If you need a transcriptionist, hire Emily White at Gmail. Okay. The other thing that is going to help with some accessibility is getting versions bleeped available for download for anyone who wants to listen with kids or wants to listen at their school, but their school won't allow them to hear the word fuck and shit and whale dick and stuff around kids. So I'm hiring a few extra editors to go back, use the transcripts we have, and bleep episodes, and those will be available for free, as will the transcripts, through my website, allieward.com. They're not up yet, but we're working on it. So all of these things take more time and more people and more money, but they are upgrades I've really wanted to do and things that I wanted to have available for people so that more people can just enjoy the ologists and all of the knowledge. So those are things I've been working on. The other thing is some people have been worried that I won't be able to keep doing this podcast. I'll just burn out because it is a ton of work. It's just a fuckboat of work. And I have a couple other jobs that I do, but good news. I just signed a contract. I'll be doing 50 episodes this next year. So 50 episodes, guys, that's pretty much once a week. You'll be getting a new ologies episode. It's a million DJ air horns. So exciting. So I can't burn out. I'm contractually obligated to keep making them. And I'm contractually obligated because I did sign with a network. So I joined the Midroll company and they produce and run ads for some of my favorite podcasts, Oprah's and WTF and a lot of really great ones, Getting Curious. And so it's been a long time in negotiating with them because I wanted to make sure that I had the opportunity to pick the advertisers I wanted to work with that made good stuff. And there were products that I thought you guys would like and actually use. And so they've been rad. And so I start advertising with them starting this next episode with Cats. And so I'll be telling you guys about stuff that I've been using and what I think of it. And I could have just done regular ad reads, but I decided to make a little bit more work, but make it a little bit more fun. And I wanted to let all the patrons know who have been supporting the podcast since literally day one. I would not be able to make this podcast without you guys. Honestly, the support that you've allowed me to give editors and paying myself a bit to do this as a job has been, it's been irreplaceable. So to patrons, you know that I'm just thirsty for your love and I love you very much. And so I wanted to include patrons with the ads just to let them know that they have a really big voice in the show and they're a really big part of the making of the show. So I started just calling patrons. I asked them, I was like, hey, give me your phone numbers. And then some of them did. And then I just called them and I just did ads to individuals and I recorded them and you can hear them. There'll be in the break before Patreon questions. So my ads are in the form of just marketing to one individual at a time. Then we had a chit chat for a while off air. It was great. So if you're a patron, especially at the Ologies BFF tier, I see you. I may be calling you soon. Maybe I'll talk to you about vitamins or a really cool lecture course. And then we'll shoot the shit about your bird in the background. Anyway, so those are some of the things that are changing with Ologies. The other thing that having ads is going to allow me to do, other than pay myself a wage that is fair for the amount of work I put into it, is every episode I'm going to be donating to a charity that's relevant to the ology. So I've been asking the ologists, like, and then having them pick, and then I'm donating part of the ad revenue to them. Cause I think a lot of us listen to these episodes. We're like, I want to help. I want to do something. I want to help. So I want to know that if you're listening to ads, if you're supporting on Patreon, a fraction of what you're supporting is going to help these causes and these ologists and these fields of science directly. So that money goes through me and into the charity. This will also allow me to hire more people to work for me. So I just hired a very, very part-time assistant to help me get a lot of my Patreon rewards in order and just help me organize spreadsheets and reach out to different ologists so that I can spend more time actually writing and recording the show. And I can do more travel. So I'm planning to do some travel to interview some really great ologists in Minnesota and South Dakota and North Dakota later this spring. And so I can take some trips to go do that. And I've steadily been giving raises to people who work on the show. And so I was able to give them a big bump because I'm doing ads, which I'm really excited about. So you'll be hearing some ads and ologies, and you'll also be hearing some patrons talking to me about ads. If you want to be one of them, you can always sign up on Patreon. You guys know that this is a really big passion project for me. I was really hesitant to do ads for a long time because I didn't want to say fuck less. I didn't want to change the tone of the show, and I didn't want to take money from companies that I didn't believe in. So luckily, with Midroll, they've been awesome. I don't have to change the tone or the content of the show. I advertise with people I want to advertise with, and the money I make gets to help charities, give people raises, help some people in my life, and then also let me build a little bit more of a nest egg. And maybe I won't always be recording in my closet. So 2019, I hope this year all of you are making lists of what you want to do in 2019. Perhaps some of you out there listening are ologists. I'm going to interview in the future. Who knows? We may meet. Thank you for having an interest in eating crickets and the apocalypse and gut flora and volcanoes and chimps on birth control. I'm very glad to have found my people out there. So thank you for listening and thanks for supporting. And if you have any feedback on how the ads are or what you do or don't want to hear about, just tell me because, you know, I'm all ears. Okay. And for the customary secret at the end of this, I do want to tell you, if you are into making to-do lists and you need a little bit of extra incentive when you're making a to-do list, make the to-do list on paper, but then buy yourself, treat yourself to like a gold Sharpie. And then when you cross things off your list, you're like, ooh, look at that. Look at that gold. And then it also makes it opaque. So you can't even see the thing you just crossed out. It's like you obliterated it completely. And then at the end of the day, you just have a bunch of gold lines on a paper and you're like, look at what I've done. Look at this majesty. So gold Sharpies 2019, guys. It's my strategy for getting shit done. Okay. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Pachydermatology, homeology, cryptozoology, lithology, nanotechnology, meteorology,
much. Oh. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.